the inhumation and peace from God our Father and from Christ Jesus our ascended Lord. Our text this morning is a part of the New Testament lesson for today. St. Peter records these words in the fourth chapter of his letter, the 10th and 11th verses. As each has received a gift, employ it for one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. The other speaks as one who utters oracles of God. So far, the word of God. In Christ Jesus, my dear brothers and sisters in the faith, our Lord was a master storyteller, thoroughly familiar with the foibles and idiosyncrasies of men, and with their problems and with their ambitions. His stories become alive because they are true to life, and he used them effectively to teach great spiritual truth. People refuse to recognize him as Lord, still marvel at the stories he told. The parable of the Good Samaritan, the parable of the prodigal son, the parable of the Pharisee and the publican are recognized as masterpieces of literature, studied and analyzed for their literary content, even by those who do not accept the spiritual truths that our Lord sought to teach. One parable that intrigues me in the light of the text he has before us is the parable of the talent. It's true to life. The actors in it are real. There was the man who had received 5 talents. If then he got gained 5 more and also gained the commendation of his master. And there was the man who had been given 2 talents. He too put them to work and gained the commendation of his master. Certainly true to life. We all like to receive commendation from those who are our superiors. And then, as you will recall, there was the man with 1 talent. Instead of gaining an additional talent by using it in faith, he buried it. And when he received criticism and condemnation, he blamed the master for his own failure.